This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today we're talking about navigating elder care and dementia. There are so many aspects to elder care, which something like 40 million Americans are involved in. And today, I want to share five tips that will help you navigate the world of elder care and dementia. These are tips gleaned from five of the stories in our book, and they are from people who have been there, done that, and who are sharing what they learned with you. When your family first faces the reality of a loved one with dementia, you embark on a journey you've never taken before. And that's why it's so helpful to get advice from people who have already been through it and who want to help you avoid some of the mistakes and heartache that they went through. So I'm going to share these tips with you now. And the first one is that you need to accept your loved one's new reality. So Brenda Leppington had a mom who first exhibited memory problems in her early 80s. And as her mobility worsened, the family decided to move her into a nursing home where she would receive the care she needed. Their mom missed her old cat, Chico, so they got her one of those realistic battery-operated cats. In the beginning, she knew it wasn't real, but over time she forgot and she asked Brenda to bring food for the cat. And that's when Brenda realized there was no value in correcting her mother. If her mother wanted to believe she had a real cat, and if she wanted to believe that her elderly siblings were still alive, and if she wanted to believe that she needed to cook for her husband who'd been dead for years, well, why not? And then in a moment of lucidity, her mom actually said to her, "If I think hard enough about it, I know that they are all gone. That is why I like to pretend that my life is the same. I loved my life, and I just want to relive a life where I wouldn't have changed a thing. Who am I hurting?" And Brenda says, that conversation changed everything. My visits took on a different tone. I would tickle the chin of her toy cat and ask her what Chico had been up to. I would take old photo albums, and we would look at each page and reminisce. I found that her memory was extremely good as long as we moved back in time about 20 years. She recognized everyone in the photos and always had a story to tell. I found a stack of old letters from her brothers that she had saved and took them to her one by one. She would read the letters as though they had just arrived in the mail and be excited to share the news with me. I no longer reminded her of who was dead or alive. What did it matter? So that was our first tip, to accept your loved one's new reality. Now, our second tip is, be your elderly family member's external hard drive. Be their memory for them. So after Morgan St. James's mother had a series of mini strokes, she lost her short-term memory and her children moved her to an assisted living. And then as her memory problems worsened, she began to forget even the basic facts of her life. So Morgan wrote out a list of frequently asked questions and answers for her mother, who was confused about where she was living and why. And over time, that list evolved into a little booklet created from index cards. And Morgan's son dubbed this Grandma's External Hard Drive. And this booklet contained her mother's personal information, plus photos of family members with their names and relationships printed below them. When her mother moved to a nursing home from the assisted living, the booklet went with her. And other residents started asking Morgan for one of their own. Morgan had made duplicates, so she handed those out. But then she suggested that the home contact the families to make their own photo booklets, and many of them did. Morgan's mom used her book until she passed away at age 96, and she found much peace and happiness in its pages. Morgan ends her story by saying, When I think about the peace and happiness that book brought our mother and some of the other residents who either had a copy of hers that they had purloined or one made by a loving family member, I am filled with joy that my sister and I created that first book. After the break, I'll be back to talk about why you shouldn't be afraid to move your loved one to a more appropriate residence if that time has come.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm back with more tips from our new book about navigating elder care and dementia. And my next tip for you is don't be afraid to move your loved one to a more appropriate residence. So Linda O'Connell's mother forgot that it was she who had selected the independent living complex 2 years earlier. And now that an apartment had become available, she was afraid her daughter was moving her into a nursing home. After she moved in, she continued protesting, saying that she wasn't a joiner and she wouldn't participate in the activities that were offered. She continued calling family members to drive her to the store, even though there was a shuttle from the building to the store. She called them to fix her TV remote, to adjust her thermostat, and for other simple things. Eventually, the family members realized they'd been independently visiting Linda's mom on the same days. She'd been scheduling all her visitors so that no one knew about the others. She even got 2 rides to McDonald's in one day from 2 different family members. And then the other secret came out. Linda's mom had actually become a social butterfly. She had joined all sorts of clubs, and she had made a new best friend. She was really enjoying the assisted living residence. Linda says, Mom, a late bloomer, was like a lovely wild rose that finally blossomed in her elder years. Now, we started that story with a quote that is attributed to David Bowie that says, aging is an extraordinary process where you become the person you always should have been. And that's what Linda's mother did. She became the fun, loving, social, involved person that was inside her all along. Now, here's another tip for caregivers, and this is really important. And that is that you need to learn to find the humor in dementia. So Donna Anderson's grandmother, who had Alzheimer's, went missing one day while her husband was in his basement workshop. And the whole family converged on their house and started searching the woods and a nearby shopping center. After several hours, they still hadn't found grandmother, and Donna's grandfather suddenly had an idea. Years before, his wife had often visited one of their neighbors for coffee in the afternoons. Well, sure enough, she was there with her old friend who also had dementia. The two ladies had been watching the search party outside. They had been enjoying all the activity and speculating as to what might be going on. When her worried husband showed up, Donna's grandmother invited him in to watch the entertainment through the window. Apparently, she hadn't noticed that it was her own family that was doing the searching outside. Donna says the neighbor was soon moved to an assisted living facility, and her grandmother was never left alone again. The whole family loves telling the story now, because that's what you do when you're living with the new reality of dementia. You learn to find the humor. And my last tip for you today is keep talking, because your loved one is still in there. So Crystal Hodge visited her dad daily in the memory care unit where he lived near her home. They would walk the hallways and he would try to fix the locked exit door. One night, as she sat with him at dinner, trying not to cry as he pushed his food around on his plate, he surprised her. He looked right at her all of a sudden and said, "Well, hi, Chris. I didn't know you were here. How are you?" Crystal rushed to call her sisters and her daughters, explaining that dad was very lucid and she didn't know how long it would last. Her daughters rushed over and he greeted them enthusiastically, asking for updates on their lives. They sat around sharing family stories that evening, and he was a full participant in the conversation. As they left, he called out, "It was good seeing you. Thanks for coming." And then he added, "Don't forget I love you." Crystal was so grateful for this gift of lucidity, a ray of sunshine in the middle of her father's gloomy Alzheimer's. There are so many things we learn as we navigate elder care, so much good advice we wish we had known ahead of time. That's why we made this book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you have a story that you'd like to share with our readers, click on Submit Your Story on our website. You'll see the numerous topics we're working on, you'll see our writing guidelines, and you'll see a form that you fill in to submit your story. We're always working on at least half a dozen topics, and you might find one that fits a story that you've always wanted to tell. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about people building a bond with the family dog, even if they had claimed there was no way that was going to happen. It will give hope to everyone who has a family member who's not quite into getting a dog.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.